This is the World Industrial News for Monday, August 5th, brought to you by Industrial Info Resources of Sugar Land, Texas. This newscast is sponsored by Baker Hughes, a GE company, manufacturer of consolidated pressure relief valves, industry recognized as best under pressure. Visit valves.bhge.com for more information. LyondellBasell Industries reported resilient demand for the majority of its products in second quarter 2019, particularly ethylene and polyethylene. The plastics, chemicals, and refining giant is maintaining its capital spending outlook, putting it on a firmer footing with Dow Incorporated and other peers that have pared spending plans amid slowing global economic factors. Industrial Info is tracking nearly $8 billion in active projects from LyondellBasell, almost half of which is attributed to capital projects under construction. Utility holding company Alliant Energy Corporation is progressing with a build-out of cleaner generating power sources with the addition of wind and natural gas-fired projects, as well as closure of older facilities in its service territory. Industrial Info is tracking more than $2.8 billion in active Alliant projects. Pfizer and Mylan are to merge their off-patent drug businesses into a new company that will have estimated revenues of $19 to $20 billion, making them the world's largest generic drug maker. Mylan will be combined with Upjohn, Pfizer's off-patent branded and generic established medicines business, which includes former blockbuster drugs Lipitor, Viagra, and Celebrex. And high-grade steel, along with bar stock, play a significant role in the development of electric cars. In this regard, Sarstahl AG plans to expand its heat treatment facility at its Hamburg, Germany site, which will help it produce products for the mechanical engineering and automotive industries. Sarstahl is investing $19 million in the heat treatment facility with the commissioning planned for fall of 2020. For details on these and other breaking news, read the full stories at www.industrialinfo.com. I'm Peggy Tuck, reporting for Industrial Info News.